Thanks for tuning into the Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nick, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, and me, your co-host, Jasmine Jacob. Today, I want to get into talking about some statistics that recently just came out. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has released the 2015 annual statistics of plastic surgery, so we get a great sense of what procedures were really, really popular and what was trending and what type of procedures we can be on the lookout for this coming year. And all across the board, I mean, it was the same type of procedures. The breast augmentations were extremely popular, but something that was completely came out of nowhere almost was how increasing the butt implants and butt enhancements plastic surgeries were. They called it 2015 was another year of the rear because procedures focusing on the butt dominated surgical growth. It's crazy, but it's not really hard to believe considering what we've been seeing in popular culture as of late. Obviously, from songs and from different celebrities, we see that plastic surgery, and especially in the butt region, is wildly popular. Think about the popular songs like Lovely Lady Lumps and the My Humps and all that. It's just everywhere. I see it everywhere. And I especially see it on Instagram. Every time I'm rolling down my feed, how many times do I see a butt picture and someone posing in the mirror, showcasing their butt, their enlarged butt? It's become extremely, extremely popular. Some of the people, the celebrities in the forefront of this is Kim Kardashian, J-Lo, Kylie Jenner, Nicki Minaj. A lot of these women have brought the big butt back into being wildly popular. So it's no longer about being thin and skinny. That's not what's trending. It's all about being curvy. It's the curvy movement. It's the body positivity movement. And I think that's why we're seeing butts just become a central figure it's just exploding.
So is it the Jessica Rabbit look that we're all striving for?
It is. That's exactly what it is. It's the Jessica Rabbit body. That's what everyone wants right now. It's that curvy, big breast, also big butt, but more so the big butt look. It's everywhere.
Well, I had never known that you had such a big fascination with butts. I have to say, this is a surprise for me.
Oh, I'm.
I know you're a Latina, but.
Oh yeah.
But that comes as a total surprise. So, well, you know, you learn something even about your co-host every day.
Oh, yes. No, but
you know,
but in all seriousness,
Jasmine,
like,
they're always my whole saying, and it sounds very corny, but unfortunately it comes through. True very often is their lies and their statistics. And a lot of times, the line is blurred. So how we view those numbers certainly has to be with a little bit of caution. But I was surprised to see that there is such a big rise nationally when it comes to any kind of buttock enhancement. Everybody always wanted to be thin. They wanted voice hips. Now, it's overdoing it and going the other way. So those statistics, even for a plastic surgeon, were a little surprising. The rate with which any kind of gluteal enhancement, to use more appropriate medical terms, the procedures have risen astronomically. However, for all the listeners out there, that you think everybody's doing it, we're talking about it's gone from a very small proportion of patients seeking this to having a larger proportion. So we're talking about the rate of increase of those procedures, not total number of procedures done. And it's not something that is nearly as common as liposuction, breast augmentation, or any of the other things that we discuss frequently as cosmetic procedures that all of us kind of think about one time or another. But I have to ask, what exactly brings to the forefront this topic for you? Because it sounds very dear to your heart. And I really want to know how that came about.
So honestly, I think just me looking on my Instagram and seeing how much butts are just glamorized right now, it's made me think about some of the things that I can do to tone my butt. Like, I really would want a, I'm looking to see what I can do to enlarge my butt, you know? And I, that's kind of what I was looking at. So it was something that was dear to me because I see all my friends, I see how popular it is, and I want to know what it is that is making this procedure so big right now. And I want to learn the
No
type
pun
of things that
intended.
I can do to make my butt bigger. You
But
know?
do you really think you need to have it bigger?
Well, I mean,
I mean,
I don't
I've
want to.
seen you. I know you. You look
Yeah.
great. And it's not like you were cheated. You have a very nice shape. And pardon me for noticing, but guys notice these things.
No, of course.
So
Well,
why
it's
would
not
you
that I
want to
want
be
it.
even bigger?
I don't want it like Nicki Minaj bigger, but I do want, you know,
Oh,
a nice
please, don't
toned
even
butt.
mention that.
How weird would that look on my body? I can just picture that, like just skinny, and then all of a sudden I have a Nicki Minaj butt. That's just ridiculous. That would be ridiculous. So yeah, no, I don't want anything like that. But what I do want is like something that, you know, I've just never really thought about my butt, and I really want something nice and curved. Like, I do want curves. You know, I am Hispanic and I love curvy bodies and I think they're so beautiful. And it's just made me think about what I can do to not make it extremely big, but definitely I want to put some attention on that area.
Well, I definitely have lots of ideas, not just for you, but for all the other listeners out there. And I would start with moderation. This is a fad. And how did this all start? My favorite story to tell is I was at a private screening of Selena, which is a movie that obviously started making a little shapelier derrieres come to the forefront and get them more popular. And Jennifer Lopez came to the screening in the tightest form-fitting white dress you can ever imagine. She had hips. She had something to show in the back. She was shapely. And probably overly shapely to some extent. But she did not try to hide it. She came in a dress that totally showed it off. And I have to tell you, my initial reaction is, oh my God, and she's the lead in this role, and she's trying to make it. I can't believe she showed up in this dress. I couldn't.
But she was
There's
so
no way.
confident. She loved it.
But it's the
She thought it was so
confidence.
great.
She
Right.
owned it. She moved around. She did not apologize for it. If anything, quite the opposite. She flaunted it. And guess what? Here we are, 10 years later, or maybe more. We are talking about it, and women want to look like her.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is a lesson in that. Either we're all sheep and try to follow someone else and don't have an opinion of our own, or if you have confidence and you have the ability to own what you have and be proud of it and not apologize, everybody else wants to be like you. And it doesn't have to do with the shape, it has to do with the confidence you portray. So let's start with that assumption that it's not always about the shape. And what one woman would feel comfortable with, that will change, and the fad may be something totally different in another 10 years. But
Yeah.
there's so much to talk about on this subject. You've gotten me off on one of my favorite subjects.
Oh, you like the button
So,
too?
no, but I like to talk about trends. And I like to talk about what's coming, why, and how we can go about it. You're listening to the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. This is Dr. Nicholas Nikolov with Jasmine Jacob. We'll be right back.
Back to the Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nick, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, and me, your co-host, Jasmine Jacob. We were just getting into the conversation of how butt plastic surgery and enhancements are wildly popular right now. And Dr. Nick, we just started to talk about how curvy and how a lot of women want to feel curvier and how confident they are in flaunting their curviness and how body positivity is a movement that's happening right now.
And that's what it always comes down to. How many times have you seen a woman, and you have friends, that you think, okay, she looks good, but, you know, she's not, you know, she's a little better than average at best in what you think about appearance. And she's really, really popular. And really popular with the opposite sex, and everybody thinks she's really attractive. You always kind of wonder, well, why would that be? What's going on? I mean, it's not that she's your friend. It's not that she shouldn't be, but she's way more popular and people just flock to her. And, you know, she's, you know, pretty average in appearance. And the difference I always find to be confidence, personality. And you project confidence, you glow, you're welcoming to people, you're embracing, you certainly are much more attractive. So don't just count on a nip and tuck. And yes, this is coming from a plastic surgeon. Start with feeling good about yourself, owning
Right.
who you are. And then if you need to change a few things, and that's what gives you that extra confidence, that is perfectly okay. Nothing wrong with thinking about a few changes. Going back to derrieres.
Right.
Well,
so
Jasmine,
different
you promised
butt
to
shapes.
describe yours on the air
Yes,
and
I
what
did.
we need to change. So I'm going to
Okay,
hold you to that.
Okay, yes. So mine, I would say, so I don't have the time to work out, right? So I have a 9-to-5 job, and then I go home and I try to do more work for my little side hustle. So and I'm on the air and I'm a host, so I do a lot of host work. So trying to find time to work out is just not happening. But so to describe my butt, I would say it's like maybe like a heart pear shape, like an A shape, but it's not toned, it's not lifted, so it's kind of just like, it's just, I would say that it's not the perky up shaped lifted butt, so it's just, it doesn't look like it's toned or worked out for sure.
Wow.
So when I personally would like to have a more toned and lifted and shaped butt, I think it would be extremely nice if I just had the time to do some squats, pop a squat here and there, and get it lifted. It would be extreme. I'd be very happy with that.
Well, the first thing I would say is you don't have to go to the gym to exercise. And I'm no exercise guru because people have accused me frequently of going around the gym occasionally, even by a block, just in case. However, that does not mean that you can't exercise at home. And you can do some simple things in between. It breaks up the routine when you're working. There's studies showing that you even perform better mentally if you take a break and do some exercise, even if it's for a few minutes. So there are plenty of exercises, and I'm not here to give specifics, but I know I've done some of them. They work, and they work well. So I would start with exercise. Number one, most important, do what you can do yourself before you look at me and say, please fix me. I'm happy to help, but you got to do your part. And the second thing, from what you're describing, it sounds like you may have a little bit extra kind of in the side of the thighs, the saddlebags.
Yeah.
That's making you feel like the rest of it is out of proportion. And again,
yeah,
it's not that I've studied you extensively,
right,
and that would be inappropriate, but just from having seen you, I don't think there is much you need to do. The saddlebag area is very different than the gluteal area, the buttocks, and maybe that's where you need some help, but don't confuse the two. Which brings me to the next thing is, it's not just about a big behind. How your buttocks look is greatly affected by what's around it. And if you have a little bit more love handles, just because, I mean, in some ethnicities, it's a little more common, the body shape, or people who live close to a donut shop, a little bit of liposuction of the love handles gives you nicer waist and totally exaggerates the buttocks. So it doesn't mean just putting more in the buttocks is the answer. You may have to reshape what's around it.
That's interesting.
So don't think of bigger is better.
Yeah.
From my experience,
most
people that come in for augmentation, some kind of gluteal augmentation, I can make them look better with liposuction around. And in very few cases, you have to put a little bit of fat in strategic areas. It's rare somebody will need a lot of fat or an implant. And really, those are the people 99% of the time, they're looking for something that I don't even feel right going there and providing because it gets to be extreme. So most of the time you don't need that much, even if you did need some augmentation.
Yeah.
You always judge things on what's around.
I never thought of shaping, like when someone comes in who wants to shape their butt, I never thought that maybe it's just taking what's around it or like getting the liposuction done. Maybe it has nothing to do with enlarging your actual butt. It's just the illusion of making the area around it a little bit smaller so it just looks more of a bubble butt. Like it just looks like it comes out a little bit more.
And a lot of times that's all it takes. So, and injecting a lot or making it big just makes you look fat. So for all of you listeners out there, always take the safe approach. And sometimes what sounds like a good idea, it's not as simple as that. Look at what's around it. Take the whole area and evaluate it versus focusing on one. It's not just the buttocks.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation on butt enhancements and plastic surgery. You're listening to The Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nick, and co-host Jasmine Jacob. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Dr. Nick Show with your host, Dr. Nikola Nikolov, one of the top plastic surgeons in Beverly Hills, and me, your co-host, Jasmine Jacob. I want to get more into this topic of butt implants and enhancements, but we have a caller right now. Jen, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
How can we help you?
Well, I've been listening into these segments, and I'm really interested in the topic of butt implants. See, my whole story is that I'm actually 34, and I've had a butt implant surgery before in my 20s, but it didn't really look like I had hopes, and it didn't really turn out like I had hopes. I noticed that my butt was looking kind of, it was bigger, and it did achieve the volume and the mass and size and all that I wanted, but it was kind of a little lumpy looking. I don't know, maybe I just went to the wrong plastic surgeon, and maybe I had some sort of side effect afterwards, but it just was not what I wanted.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. You headed in your 20s, and what inspired you, for lack of better words, to look and try to get buttock implants?
Well, I've just always been the kind of girl, I'm actually very, very, very thin, and I had always wanted, you know, that total package kind of look, the whole boobs and the small waist and the big butt. I have long blonde hair, you know, eyelash extensions. I love that whole look, and I was trying to achieve that, and with something a little off of that instead.
So you wanted to be the new Barbie.
Basically, yeah, I love that look. I'm all about Barbie.
Okay, and what did they do for you surgically? Did they inject fat? The surgeon used fat to inject?
Fat,
and if
yes.
You, okay, so that's a little bit different than putting implants in. And what kind of pointed in that direction for me that likely that was the procedure done was the fact that you said it's lumpy. And odds are,
what was that?
The fact that you said that your buttocks were lumpy at this point. And if you're feeling any lumps, that's usually as a result of injecting fat. So it all depends on where the fat is injected, how it's injected. And 10 years ago, that was kind of pretty revolutionary for people to start injecting fat in the buttocks. You were probably a pioneer, so something to feel good about. On the other hand, the way things were done, we've probably gotten much better at it at this point. So a lot more people in the past were having lumps as a result of the injection, because the injections were done superficially and the fat organizes in clumps, and also the method of injection was not quite perfected yet. Not to give excuses for the surgeon, but all of us were new at it, so no one was perfect. Having said that, yes, there are things you can do at this point. If the lumps bother you, they can be broken up and hopefully a better shape obtained. And in terms of, do you change the shape? What is it that you're trying to be? Where are you lacking that you have too much or too little? Which part of the buttocks?
My whole problem, I just feel like it's a little saggy. And I've achieved, like I said, the volume and the mass, but now I just need a firmer, more uptight lift.
Well, fat won't make you firmer. Fat is fat.
Right.
And you get what you get. Sometimes when fat is injected, it can feel like it's much lower, and that's why it's important, the method of injection and where it's done. And initially it's injected a little bit higher as it settles down. But you may need more fat injected higher. Personally, I would truly evaluate that with someone who is comfortable with this, does a reasonable number of procedures, but it's not a situation where, oh, you're here for augmentation, when do we put you on the schedule? Oh, by the way, let me look at you. It has to be where a critical evaluation is done So you get what you want to get or do nothing at all. Odds are you don't need much. And once again, going to the gym may not hurt. I'm not even saying you don't go to the gym, but kind of emphasizing that area may help you a great deal. And,
okay, well, thank you.
But fat won't make you firmer. I'm sorry. It just will give you volume, and that's it. However, if you put it a little higher, may look more like a bubble butt, which is what everybody's trying to get to. So, have you picked your new favorite Barbie from the new collection?
Oh, I don't like this new collection of Barbies, to be honest. I like the old Barbie, and I want her back.
Oh, okay. So, I figured we were going to name her Jen instead of Barbie, just in your honor.
There you go.
But you sound beautiful just by the way you speak and the way you describe things. So, don't be too focused on that. I know we focus on things a lot of times that others don't even see and they bother us a whole lot and others don't even notice, and I guess we do. So, but I'm sure you look beautiful, and if the lumps bother you, they may be able to break them up, and if shape needs to be really altered, it can be done, but moderation. Don't do a whole lot. And the safest choice sometimes, if there is no good solution, do nothing. So, one question with my fascination, I detect a little bit of a southern accent there. Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Okay. See, I do catch
again
that.
Again with the southern women.
I know. I told you it's a weakness.
We love Dr. Nick. What can I say?
So, be well, and thank you for calling. And hopefully this gave you some ideas. But
thank
a
you.
Beautiful
sure,
girl,
yeah.
Stay beautiful.
Thanks, Jen. So, Dr. Nick, so you're saying now I'm listening because I'm interested, and I want and you're saying that when you get injections, those are actually make it look a little bit more natural. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, I wouldn't say natural. Depending on where you inject, you can change the shape. And if you can, depending on the shape of your buttocks already, you can be straight, they can be coming in, you can be pear shape, it can be a V, it can be upside down V, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Nobody looks the same. But you can have a little bit more attractive shape by injecting the fat in the right areas. And that's one of the advantages of fat. But nothing can beat the gym. And if you want that hard gluteus maximus in the back, the gym is the only thing that will give it to you. If you need a little bit extra shaping, yes, fat can help. And implants, not always my favorite, but somebody like Jen, I was worried. She said she was thin. So if you're thin and there's no place to get fat, again, you may have to put gluteal implants in. Not my favorite for many reasons. You don't want to imagine sitting on your breast implants all day long. Not a good thing. But if done well, it can work for the right reasons.
Right.
So now what are we going to do for you? I guess next time I see you, I have to study you more carefully.
Yes, you do. I mean, you know, before I see you the next time, I'm going to work out a little bit more and try to tone it. But if that doesn't do anything, I might just have to come see you, Dr. Nick, because my boyfriend, although he says that he doesn't like plastic surgery, he does. Anytime he picks a celebrity crush, it's always a J-Lo or someone who's pretty curvy. So it makes me wonder, does he like that type of woman, or is he just saying that he doesn't like girls that get plastic surgery but really does? You know what I'm saying?
Well, everybody doesn't like plastic surgery. They just like the results. So
right.
Everybody would deny having had plastic surgery, but they like the results.
Exactly.
The only thing,
Exactly.
and I really, really want to talk about this, is why do you care what your boyfriend says?
All right,
When
well,
should
let's
you
talk about that when we
care
come
and
back.
when should you not care? This is all
Yes.
about you, Jazz.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back. This is the Dr. Nick Show with Nicholas Nikolov, Dr. Nicholas Nikolov, and me, Jasmine Jacob, your co-host. We'll be right back. Plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, and me, your co-host, Jasmine Jacob. So this is what I wanted to talk to you the most about, Dr. Nick.
Well, I have to tell you, there is something I want to talk to you about, and I've been thinking about it all through the break.
Oh, you have?
And
Uh-oh.
I need to find out who is this boyfriend that can make a beautiful, beautiful girl like you want to have buttock enhancement.
Well, actually, yes. So this is, I definitely want to talk about this. So I've talked, of course, by nature, I think most of us are insecure in some ways. You know, we look on magazines and we see beauty ads and we see beautiful women and we see what's flaunted and what's talked about the most. And it's almost like this longing of, well, I don't have that and I want that. So I think just naturally, it comes from a place within all of us where we tend to be insecure about some things.
You
so,
know those magazines, everything you see, things are touched up. And I'm not saying they're not beautiful women, but they're Jessica Rabbit. These days, they're almost drawn that way. So, yes,
yeah.
You take a beautiful woman, but then you make her unrealistically beautiful that I see patients all the time just, oh, it's impossible to look that way. How can she look this great? And I'm saying, well, guess what? She doesn't. You're right. It is impossible, and it is not an attainable goal.
Yeah, it isn't. But we're so obsessed. Well, I know I'm so obsessed with it. It's like I'm obsessed with things that aren't even real. And I just want, and I know that the photos are Photoshopped, and I know all this, but still, I still like want to work out, and I still want to like look great, or at least achieve some sort of a closeness to the bodies that are presented in front of us. So I have brought this up to my boyfriend. I have, and I'll tell you the conversation that we had. So basically, I asked him. I didn't say me directly, but I said, you know, how do you feel about plastic surgery and about, like, me getting, or, well, I didn't say me, but I said about women getting plastic surgery. And he was so against it. He was like, that is disgusting. I don't think girls should get that. And, you know, you should just feel great about how you are. And he was just disturbed by the idea of someone having what he called fake whatever, like he thinks
okay,
it's
so
too plastic.
He's a smart man so far, and I'll tell you why I'm saying that in a minute when you finish.
Okay, so it kind of made me like not ever want to get plastic surgery, of course, because I'm like, oh, well, if I do get it, he's obviously going to find out, and I would never want to get it just because he would know. But then on a different time, or like a different subject, we talked about his celebrity crushes, and he names girls who have clearly had plastic surgery. You know, he like obsesses over the Iggy Azaleas or the J-Lo's who have firm butts, and not saying that J-Lo has had plastic surgery, but it has been said that Iggy Azalea has had plastic surgery. And it's just interesting how, and I'll call him out on it. I'll be like, you know those girls are definitely, some of those girls have had plastic surgery. He's like, no, it's not true. How do you know that? Like, he'll deny
not
it.
Some.
He'll be like, no, they haven't. So.
Not some.
Yes.
But.
Most.
First, what do you expect him to say? And just as a pointer for all the women out there, don't ask a question that you're putting your mate, your loved one, in a situation where he can't win or she can't win. Whatever he says, he's out of luck. She says, oh, I love plastic surgery. You'll be saying, uh-oh, he thinks I should have something. And you're going to be mad at him. And he knows why you're asking. He's not an idiot. If he says, oh, no, don't ever do it, and you do, well, he says, I love you anyway, and you look great, and it turned out great. So he's taking the safe road. He's not telling you don't do it. And by the fact that he likes women that maybe a little even overdone, obviously he has nothing against it. The plastic surgery everybody's scared of is looking like a freak. And we all see a few of those, but you never see the good surgery. It blends in, people look great, nobody even thinks they've had anything done. The few that go overboard, people think, oh, those are the only people ever having it. So part of him, he looks at that, and that's what bothers him. He would love whoever you are, whatever you do, as long as you're trying to stay yourself. That's my bet. Don't try to be somebody else. Just enhance what you have if that's what you want.
Right. Do you think that someone who's in the same position as me, who they've asked their significant other if with their opinion on plastic surgery, and that person clearly says no, but is maybe doing that to save our feelings. Do you think that if I did get it, like I should still get it with or without the validation of my significant other? So if
your body.
That I want to do.
He does not own you. It's your body. You do what you're comfortable with. You do what feels good. And hopefully he's on board, and if he loves you, he would be. Again, that does not mean do anything crazy, but if it's something that's done in moderation and enhances your appearance, just keep in mind that is your choice, not his. You want to be someone that's appealing to him, but at the end of the day, he may not be there tomorrow. And I know it seems impossible, but it's same in marriages, it's same in any relationship. The person you truly need to please is you above all else. And if you stay true to yourself, others will embrace you and others would love who you are. You don't need a permission. That's the only advice I can give you and anybody else out there. That doesn't mean go crazy, but be true to yourself.
So I'm going to get a big Nicki Minaj butt after this conversation.
I doubt you will. You look beautiful, and
I don't think
you need anything, but at the end of the day, be true to yourself.
Yes. Well, all right. Thanks so much for tuning into the Dr. Nick Show, guys. We can't wait to have you listen to us next time. Again, you're listening to the Dr. Nick Show with Dr. Nicholas Nikolov, top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, and me, Jasmine Jacob, the co-host. Thanks so much, and tune in next time.
Thank you for listening.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.